Bernardo Alvarez Herrera, the ambassador of the Bolivian Republic of Venezuela to the United States, will speak tonight at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg. This morning, Ambassador Alvarez met with homeless advocates in South St. Petersburg. This week, the so-called Bishop of the Poor, Fernando Lugo, was elected president of Paraguay. Ambassador Alvarez said Lugo's victory proves there is an irreversible trend in Latin America toward much more responsible, socially oriented governments with strong participation of popular movements.
People thought that President Chavez was an accident, and everything was okay in Latin America with the old neoliberal model. And then there was, you know, this accident of Venezuela and President Chavez. And Lugo tells you that there is not an accident. I mean, this is a whole new trend in Latin America of the way that people are looking at politics, where they're looking at taking themselves responsibility over their own lives and to participate in a revolution of participation.
In March, the Colombian military crossed its border with Ecuador and attacked the leftist rebel group FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. A FARC commander and about 20 others were killed. Following the incident, Ecuador and Venezuela rushed troops to their borders with Colombia. Ambassador Alvarez called rejecting preventive attacks the only way to preserve peace.
Of course, there was a violation of the sovereignty of Ecuador by Colombia. We understand that with the help and support from the U.S., they have military agreements. But the good thing is, in a meeting in Dominican Republic of the so-called Rio Summit, and then in the Organization of American States, where we were dealing this very complex issue, it was clear that in the hemisphere, we will not accept the doctrine of preventive war. And it was clear in the two meetings that under any circumstances, we will accept that the sovereignty of one country is violated. I think this is huge and is very important, particularly in these years of preventive war.
After the price of oil began its unprecedented inflation earlier this decade, the government of Venezuela, a major oil-producing country, began a program in which it would provide low-cost heating oil to some Americans who were having difficulty affording it, Alvarez said.
What we do is through non-profit organizations, we give them directly the heating oil, and it results in a saving for people of between 40 and 45%. And in real terms, it means that they can basically buy what they were buying before Katrina and the energy, you know, when prices, when the whole thing of the prices of oil started. We started with 3-4 states. Last year, we have 19 states, and we impacted almost 500,000 families. A lot of homeless shelters where we give no discount but the full donation, and 250 Indian tribes, Native American tribes.
WMNF asked Alvarez why, despite his country's oil wealth, there was still poverty in Venezuela. He said that poverty has been reduced during the presidency of Hugo Chavez, but it has been done in an unorthodox way through communal councils.
The only way of really solving the problem of poverty is if you give power to people. If you let them organize, and if you transfer to them the political decisions. And this is a whole concept of participatory democracy. And now, for example, there is a revolution of participation in Venezuela through particularly a new institution that we have created that they are called communal councils. They have been receiving funding directly from the state, the local and regional government, to enhance participation.
Alvarez met Wednesday morning in South St. Petersburg with homeless advocates at a new transitional house for homeless adults hosted by Living Water Community Ministries.
While people are talking about the political differences that we have, at the end you come here and sit with people facing the same kind of problem that we face in Venezuela, in Latin America, and it's a much more clear and dialogue. I mean, and cooperation comes immediately. And there is the willingness to cooperate, to understand best practices and to share experiences and to work together.
WMNF spoke with residents of the transitional housing who cooked breakfast for Ambassador Alvarez and the local advocates for the homeless. Corey Ferranti has been in the house for about 3 weeks, just after it opened.
I was making a resume. I have a job interview later on this afternoon. I've been trying to get employment, but helping out around this house now.
Living Water Community Ministries owns two adjacent houses on 22nd Avenue South. One is transitional housing for men, and the other is for women. Penny Lampley is from North Carolina, but came to Florida about a month ago and was homeless until she moved into the transitional housing on Monday. She said living there is more than just a place to sleep.
We're going to have school. We'd get our GED. We're going to have classes, landscaping, different typing skills, computers, that type of thing.
To learn more about the Living Water Community Ministries Transitional Housing for Homeless Adults, call 727-851-5131. The ambassador of Venezuela to the United States, Bernardo Alvarez Herrera, will speak tonight at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg at 7:30 p.m. in Fox Hall. For more information, call 727-864-7979. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Petersburg, I'm Sean Canaan.